Shaloni Shlita asks, what are we locking? Banila Sachad. Rishus Rav Yoel Shlita, Rav Ginsburg. Shlomo is here. Shemi Shmuel writes, and I think it's a response to Rav Shloni's question, that's very interesting that on after Yom Tov, there's no besamim. Taisus already asks this in the Masechta we're about to learn, in the Maseches Pesachim. How come there's no besamim on post-Yom Tov? The Shem Yishmuel says, could it possibly be that there is no Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov? It can't be. And what he answers is that there's a fundamental difference between what happens Ne'ilas HaShabbos versus Ne'ilas HaChag. And it's interesting, we don't call it, of course, Ne'ilas HaShabbos. We call it Raiva Deravim. And what changes is that when it comes to Yom Tov, what we did now was something that was so holy. Yom Tov's Neshama Yisera is something that we create. Kedushas Yom Tov is dependent on Klal Yisrael, Mekadesh Yisrael VeHagman. And therefore, anything that one creates in Kedushas Yom Tov, that you take with you. In contrast to when it comes to Shabbos, Kedushas Shabbos comes from Kudsha Brichu, Baruch Atom Mekadesh HaShabbos. So Rabosa, I want to capture in a bottle, try maybe to talk about this Zman Ne'ila, and talk about holding on to these special things that the Talmidim described. So we're locking in. It's Ne'ilas HaChag because what we create on Yom Tov becomes ours. We lock it and it becomes ours. It's our kinyan. And what every Talmud here described is something that's so special, so unique. This time of Ne'ilas HaChag, it just hit me this past Shavuos. These moments now, you guys are a little bit slow, we experienced it yesterday, but these moments now is the time where David HaMelech passes away. What's the relationship between Ptiras David HaMelech, which is Mamish, this man on the Ila, this Tekufa, this time, and Shavuos? The Bnei Yisaschar writes that the time of Sfiras HaOmer could be divided into two particular parts. Sfiras HaOmer is, as we mentioned in the past, Lev plus Tov. Lev is the first 32 days leading up to Lag BaOmer. The first moment of Tov is Lag BaOmer, which is Ptiras Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And then, of course, the end of Tov is Shavuos. It dawned on me that there are two different Ptiras. There's a Ptira of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that begins the Tov, and there's a Ptira of David HaMelech, which is the Ne'ilas HaChag, which ends the Tov. Zok Deheilig B'nei Yisaschar. You know why Rashbi begins the Tov? Because Vayar Elokim HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw or the light, Ki Tov, that it's good, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai as the Gilui of Kabbalah Sodos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we've discussed in the past, he represents the beginning of that Bechina of Tov. And Shavuos, which is the other yard site, aside from the awesome day of Kabbalah Satayra, is the end of this Bechinas Or Shuhu Tov. What is about the Ptira of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that starts it off? And the conclusion that Shavuos, at these moments, the Ne'ilas HaChag, whatever we accomplish, we hold on to. And these special things that the Talmidim described, how is that connected to Ptiras David HaMelech and the moments that conclude Kabbalah HaTorah? We mentioned in the past that David HaMelech represents Malchus Yisrael, And Malchus is the tziruf, is the combination of all parts of the spheres, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say. Sefer HaParday says that Malchus and the other Bechina of David HaMelech, not only the Bechina of Malchus, but the Bechina of Shalom, are all part of the same sphere. And that's why Boaz is the one who introduces Shalom Aleichem, who is the forefather of Malchus Beis David. Because Malchus and Shlemus, Malchus and Shalom, go hand in hand. The completion of everything, the completion of the Sfiros, Shalom Ba'olam, Enkli Matzik Bracha L'Shalom, and Malchus Beis David is experienced here in Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim Shu Shalem. And the son that the Rambam describes is not only the one who expresses Malchus Beis David, is David himself, but Shlomo HaMelech, the Rambam emphasizes this, is also his name is Shalem. That's the conclusion of the Sfira. And that's Shavuos. But we pointed out in the past that when we say Shalom Aleichem, we don't say it the way Boaz originally said it. We said it, Boaz says, Hashem Imachem. And we say, Shalom Aleichem. Shalom, which is Hashem Hashem, but it's not the Gilui of the Hashem Hashem, but in its expression of Kudsha Brichu, because at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan that's above and beyond that which we could see. In this base of Medrash, our great Rebbe Rav Shachter once said, why is it that when it comes to the Haftorah, the day before Rosh Chodesh, we read the Haftorah of Machar Chodesh? Right before Rosh Chodesh, what's significant about Machar Chodesh? Machar Chodesh, all Machar Chodesh says, the first pasuk just says that tomorrow is going to be Rosh Chodesh. That's why we read it beforehand. Rav Soloveitchik taught us no. The reason why we read Machar Chodesh right before Rosh Chodesh is because it's the story in which the Malchus Beis David is covered. It's not obvious. And Malchus Beis David, ultimately one of our Ikre Imuna is that it's going to return. And that's the essence of a Levana. That's the essence of the moon. That's the essence of Levana. Levana is covered, sometimes feels distant. Geula feels distant. Sometimes we feel distant from those things that we described about the beauty of Yerushalayim Er HaKodesh, the beauty of Yeshiva. But then there is a Bechina of Shlemus. Shavuot says Kabbalah Zatorah is the conclusion with Ptiras David HaMelech, the conclusion of this Bechina of Tov. Vayar Ha'or Ki Tov, we saw that Or was Tov. What does the Medrash say? One day, the Or is not only going to be the Or HaShemesh. One day, the Levana is going to become complete, like the Shemesh itself. In other words, one day it's going to be constant. If you only hold on, if you only hold on to an Ilas Achag, if you only hold on to that Havdalah after Yom Tov, where you're not saying goodbye to that Neshama Yaseira. Lanias Daiti, that's the pshat of the beginning of the Tov and the end of the Tov. The beginning of the Tov of Ptiras Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the beginning of when the Or begins to shed light into the world, where Klal Yisrael gets a slight window into the secrets of Kudsha Brichu. David HaMelech's dynasty, which at times is entirely obscured, just like at times we're distant from Eretz Yisrael. We mentioned in the past that Rav Kook describes that Yoshua is like a Levana because Yoshua represents Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael coming into Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes Rav Kook says we're close to Eretz Yisrael and sometimes we're far. And there's going to be a time where every Jew goes through, at times where he feels distant from Yeshiva. He feels distant from that Shlemus. And the name Shalom itself represents that. Shalom Aleichem, we don't say Hashem Imachem. We say that there's Shalom, that there's Shlemus, even when we don't see the Gilui of Kudsha Brichu. That there's a story. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an entire story. And that story is told, which concludes with Ptiras David HaMelech. David HaMelech, on the one hand, represents the completion, yet on the other hand, David HaMelech represents that sense of lacking, that we know that there's something at the end of the line that's going to be brought together. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata d'shmaya, that the Mashcheni Acharecha that we sang, that desire, Mashcheni Acharecha, Kodesh Baruch Hu, pull me after you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pull me after you. There are times that I felt narutza. I felt there was a time when I felt that I was running. Everything was going well. But then there are times that I'm mevakesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashcheni, please pull me. There was a time that I was narutza, that I was running with everybody in yeshiva, in plural. Narutza means all of us together. And then there's a time that we feel distant where we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashcheni, please pull me. All of that is kolel in Kabbalah Satorah Mi'ilah Sachag of Shavuos. Because Kabbalah Satorah is about Sefer HaTorah, that's kolel HaKol. We mentioned in the past that there's no particular mitzvah on Shavuos, because Shavuos is not about, not even Talmud Torah. And some of the most important things that the Talmidim described today was not even sitting and learning. Halel on Shavuos. Because Kabbalah HaTorah is not about a particular mitzvah. There's no particular mitzvah. It's kolel hakol, istakel b'oraisa u'bara alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah and created the world. And that's that name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is obscured, but it's also the Shem Hashem. The name of Shalom, which is the Bechina of Malchus, according to the Sefer HaParadeis. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashcheini Acharecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, drag me, Narutza, let me go back to that Rabim, which represents the Shleimus, which is the Bechina of Malchus. We were all together. We were Zochet V'Kadei Shem Shemayim together. And with that, the memories that we have will be Zochet, even in the times when the Levana is obscure, to tap into the Koach, Vayar Elokim Kitov, the Koach of the Shemesh, which is also the Koyach HaLevana. Be'ezer Hashem, with that, we should be zochet to have a good summer, a summer that somehow, even when the times are dark, that we're able to tap into these special kochos that we were zochet to have in Yerushalayim, and then Be'ezer Hashem to grow and grow and grow together, that we should be zochet to always be Narutza. Yeah.